With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump ruling out Scott Bessent as the replacement for Jerome Powell at the Fed.
Well, I love Scott, but he wants to stay where he is. I'll take him off the, because I asked him just last night, is this something you want? Nope, I want to stay where I am. He actually said, I want to work with you. It's such an honor. I said, that's very nice. I appreciate that.
And he tells CNBC two candidates are White House economist Kevin Hassett and former Fed Governor Kevin Warsh.
I say Kevin and Kevin. Both Kevins are very good. And like, there are other people that are very good, too. But
Kevin's
like
Karen's. I don't know if that's good.
A lot of times, they're very good. Like this character that we have in there now, Jerome Too Late Bell.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and President Trump holding more talks on the phone. Here's correspondent Jennifer King.
He says they discussed Washington's new deadline for Moscow to reach a peace deal and the severe sanctions on Russia that Trump has threatened to announce on Friday. Trump says the U.S. is meeting with Russia on Wednesday as he threatens to increase tariffs on countries like India and China that buy Russian oil.
We're going to see what happens.
This all comes as Russia continues its bombardments in Ukraine and wages an operation to take the eastern city of Pokrovsk. Also on Tuesday, Russia declared it no longer considers itself bound by a moratorium on deploying nuclear-capable intermediate-range missiles. Jennifer King, Washington.
Well, Switzerland's president and other top officials from the country traveling to Washington in a very quickly arranged trip aimed at striking a deal with the Trump administration over some steep tariffs. That proposed tariffs have cast a pall over Swiss industries such as chocolates and watchmaking. Swiss leaders are leading a delegation in the U.S. after last week's announcement. This is SRN News. Well, gay pride events are going out of style.
Ever since President Trump returned to the White House, LGBT activists across the nation say nobody wants to bankroll their events, and volunteers are in short supply, too. This has prompted the cancellation of some gay pride parades and the scaling back of others in several states. A growing number of big corporations getting off the LGBT bandwagon these days, and that has sharply reduced the cash that organizations could count on to fund their events. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
U.S. militaries had chaplains 250 years, even as the military as a whole, same age. In 1775, a year before there was a United States, and 6 weeks after the Continental Army was formed, George Washington made a declaration that has shaped the military ever since. Washington said, "We need chaplains." This is SRN News. A National Hockey League player and team mascot unharmed after a close encounter with a bear in Alaska.
A Seattle Kraken ice hockey player and the team's mascot had a close call with a grizzly bear during a promotional video shoot in Alaska. The run-in happened during a fly fishing outing near Brooks Falls in Katmai National Park. Video from the team shows the bear charging toward the mascot named Bowie and the player forward John Hayden. But the bear turns away before making contact. The NHL team said they didn't intend to involve the bear and filming. Grizzlies commonly feast on salmon in the river, and organizers had hired guides for safety. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
President Trump Tuesday established a task force on the 2028 Olympic Games that will be held in Los Angeles. He said he would like to ensure the event is safe, seamless, and successful. More details at srnnews.com.